Now we're going to look at how to remember those directions. I wonder if this has happened to you before. You're driving your car through a town and you're already 5 minutes late for a very important meeting. The signs are terrible, and so are the directions you were already given. Now, in desperation, you wind down the window and you say to a passerby, "Listen, I'm in a terrible hurry. I've got to get to the Lodge Motel." And the guy says, "Oh, I know where that is." So he says something like this. "You see that road over there? That leads to Grant Avenue, where there's an old Baptist church. Well, you don't want to go down there." Wow, you're already late. Now this guy is making you even more late. Now, eventually, he comes out with the right directions. Something like this. "Turn right into Blue Street. Then you go left into Dolphin Street. Take the second exit on the roundabout. Now you pass the chocolate factory on the left. Take the fourth turn on the right. And down there by the satellite centre, that's where the Lodge Motel is." Okay, so you wind down the window, say thanks very much, only to drive down to the road where the Baptist church was, which is exactly where you were told not to go. Okay, next time you listen to directions, just feed the information into your brain piece by piece and use the journey method to lay down the instructions to get there. Okay, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go through those same directions again, but this time we're going to use a route with 6 stages to anchor the images you're about to create. Now, if you live in a city, then feasibly you could use the layout of streets and avenues to simulate the directions. But for this example, we'll use the layout of a golf course. Now, I want you to picture this with me. We're standing together on the first tee of my local golf course. All right? Now we listen to the first direction. Turn right into Blue Street. So, if the direction is to turn right, that's what we're going to do now. So we look to our right, and I know on the first tee of my golf course, there's a tree there. So what are we going to do? We're going to turn it blue. So imagine a tree, a blue tree on the first tee. Great. So now we walk along to the next stage. We're walking down the first fairway, and now we take in the next direction. Turn left into Dolphin Street. Okay, we're told to turn left, so we look to our left. And what do we imagine? We just see a dolphin on the first fairway. Okay, now we come up to the first green. Get the next direction in our heads. Second exit off the roundabout. Well, this is rather convenient because we're on a green. It's a sort of round area. Now, if it's second exit, then I think of the number shape swan. So I picture a swan putting on the green. Great. Now we go to the next stage, which is the second tee. Get the direction in. We're standing on the second tee. Pass the chocolate factory on your left. Again, this time we look at the position to our left, and whatever it is, it could be a small marker there or a hut. So this time we imagine it made of chocolate. So you're using more of your imagination now. Pass the chocolate factory on your left. Great. Keep walking. We're up the second fairway now. Next direction. Fourth turn on your right. So we look to the right again. Now I know on the second fairway there's a big bunker because I'm always in there. So fourth turning, four gives us the number shape for sailboat. So there's a little sailboat in the bunker. Okay, now we're at the next green, the second green, and we've reached our destination. Okay, down there by the satellite center is the Lodge Motel. So you just imagine a satellite on the green, and you know you've reached your destination. So all we have to do now is review the scene again, go back, on the first tee, what were we told to do? Look to the right, and we see a blue tree. So we know we've got to turn right, and the direction is Blue Street. Move down the fairway. This time, what do we see? There's a dolphin, isn't there? Whereabouts is it? It's on the left. That's the direction. Turn left into Dolphin Street. Okay, we're on the first green. Now, what's on the green? What's putting there? It's a swan, isn't it? And that's the number shape for two, so it's got to be the second exit off. Great. Now we go to the second tee. There was something on the left, wasn't it? It was a hut, and it was made of chocolate. That's right. The directions were, pass the chocolate factory on your left. Great. Now we go down the second fairway. Now, there was something in the bunker, wasn't there, on the right there, and it was a boat, a sailboat. So now we know it's the fourth turn on the right. And finally, on the second green, we see what? A satellite dish. Ah, now that's what he said. He said, right next to the satellite centre, that's the Lodge Motel. So you can see how this method works. It really is great because any directions involving a right turn means I plant a key image to my right. And I use number shapes for numbers, movement, colour, taste, exaggeration, and so on. So the next time you're lost, take a deep breath and be rest assured that your memory won't let you down. Translate those instructions into colourful, symbolic images. Why don't you try this the next time you go on a long journey? By all means, take that piece of paper with you. But try memorising the information first, using the journey method, and see how far you can get. You should get the whole way. Now, it's not always practical or safe to keep looking down at that piece of paper for directions. So try this method and have faith in the incredible power of your memory that by now I hope you're starting to unleash.